Coast Radio News Watch. News, traffic, weather, sport.
Springbok captain Siya Kolisi says his team knows how to win, even when things get tough.
I've wore this jersey when nobody wanted to watch us play and when it was hard to get a win. And now, at this moment, we know how to fight, we know how to dig deep, and I think that takes a lot, you know. And I think the way Coach Drassi came in from the beginning, it was the mentality that it just changed how we thought.
South Africa made history after securing their second successive rugby championship title when they defeated Argentina 29-27 last night. The thrilling game was played in front of a packed Allianz Stadium in London. Scrum half Kobus Reinach was named man of the match. In a media briefing last night, Captain Kolisi gave credit to coach Rassie Erasmus for their winning ways.
He told us to put ourselves aside and realize that the Springboks are a big team and we need to get back to where it needs to be. And South Africa as well, this team has done a lot for the country. It's been used in so many ways. And he got us to understand that we are just vehicles and this team will always be there. It's all about what we want to do when we're wearing the jersey.
Back home, an investigation is underway after three people were killed in a collision in northern KZN. It's understood that a truck and a car crashed on the N2 in Pongola last night. Two people were left severely injured. KZN Transport spokesperson Dabezin Lesbia.
We will be guided by the investigation in terms of understanding what could have caused the accident. On Wednesday, we started a major operation involving monitoring truck activities in weighbridges across the province. We have resolved to sustain our operations at more than 17 weighbridges across all corners of the province.
And abroad, Syria will select members of its first post-Assad parliament today in a process criticized as undemocratic, with a third of the members appointed by interim leader Ahmed al-Sharaa. The assembly's formation is set to consolidate the power of Sharaa, whose Islamist forces led a coalition that toppled longtime ruler Bashar al-Assad in December. According to the organizing committee, more than 1,000 candidates are running for the assembly, which will have a renewable 30-month mandate. Sharaa is set to appoint 70 representatives out of the 210-member body. The other two-thirds will be selected by local committees appointed by the Electoral Commission, which itself was appointed by Sharaa. And back home, there's a yellow level 4 warning in place for damaging winds between Mthunzini and Nkosi Bay, as well as the adjacent interior of KZN this morning. There's also a yellow level 2 warning for severe thunderstorms over the western and southern parts of the province this afternoon. Otherwise, mostly clear skies in KZN with showers expected later. Durban and Margate 22 degrees, Newcastle and Richards Bay 28, Pietermaritzburg and Ulundi 27, Ladysmith 30, Mooi River 26, Kokstad and the Berg 24. Morning swells are reaching 4.5 metres at the Durban beach with sunset at 6. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.